Joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope you're enjoying and having such a superb morning like we are having.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, these last few days have just been marvelous. You know, after having such a hot July and even August starting off hot, it is so pleasant that these last several days have actually been below normal in temperature, and they've just been sparkling. They've just been amazing. August, as I said before, is such a magical month, and boy, you can really see it in the last few days. Mars has been in the news a lot lately, and though we didn't get up there to see, we're not part of the rover project for the most part, we did see no doubt about it on the media. Well, we are not seeing Mars in the early morning here, but if you got out a chance to get out before dark, before sunrise, like yesterday morning or this morning, you may have seen the waning quarter moon and what appeared to be two bright stars right near it. Those are a couple of our wonderful planets. They're not Mars, but there's Jupiter and then there's Venus. Yesterday morning, I saw them all lined up. Now, getting up in the early morning before sunrise is not quite as hard in August as it would have been in earlier in the summer. We are now having sunrise shortly after 6 o'clock in the morning, and then the sun sets already by 8:30, and so the days are rapidly getting shorter, and we will notice that a lot more in the next few weeks. Interesting phenomena that come about because of it. One of them, of course, is the migration of birds. There's quite a bit of migration that's already going on, most apparent probably with the shorebirds. Several species of shorebirds have been showing up at various locations as they head south. Tree swallows and a couple of other swallows are starting to move south. And then the warbler waves. I mentioned that in previous times about how warblers just sort of slowly, they group and then they kind of slowly move through the woods. I keep track of them in August, and so far I've seen seven kinds of them. They tend to mix with other kinds. They tend to mix with chickadees and red-eyed vireos, but there is some movement of that going on. If that's not enough, it's a little bit hard to believe this, but the Hawk Ridge will be starting their count already in a little over a week. So, yes, it moves on pretty fast. In addition to that, during my walk this morning, I saw a couple of other birds of note. I saw a flock of cedar waxwings. Cedar waxwings are birds of 6 or 7 inches long, and they have a crest on their head. They probably wouldn't be even noticed except for a couple of things. One of them, they often fly in flocks, and they give this real high-pitched, squeaky kind of noise. And then they tend to hang around berries. I always told my students that the correct name for them would probably have been berry bird because they like to eat berries so much. Well, we're getting a pretty good crop of choke cherries. And they seem to be doing well hanging around those choke cherries. And so I've been seeing quite a lot of them every day lately, including again this morning. And then this morning I had a special sighting to see a family of sandhill cranes. Sandhill cranes have been nesting more and more in the region in recent years. Last year we had one nest right here on our property. And then this year we haven't. It wasn't on our property, but we often heard it. And so this morning when I got a chance to go take a walk and saw three of them feeding out in a field, two adults and one young, it was quite a superb sighting. And so it's nice to know that they're still in the region. If that's not enough, another bird of note that's been showing up and I see pretty much every day now is the goldfinch. As I said last time, when other birds are ready to migrate or are ready to raise the family, the goldfinches are just starting their family. They wait until the fluffy seeds come out on thistle and fireweed and a few other plants, and then they use that for making their nest. Other things of note, with the shorter days, we have an earlier sunset. We tend to be up later after the sun is set, and we have the lights on in our house, and many times the days are still warm, which means there's plenty of insects around, and the insects might be attracted to those lights coming out of our windows, and then, of course, the opportunists to show up, and two things show up often on the house, one of them being the various kinds of spiders, and there's just a superb number of spiders and spider webs out there now, and the other one being the gray tree frogs. Gray tree frogs, which are often in their green phase by the time we get into August, frequently climb up on the side of houses. And to them, apparently it looks like just nothing other than a weird-looking tree. And then they go to the windows where the insects are, and they find some superb hunting. And so I find that it's just kind of an August phenomenon that I see on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. The other August phenomenon is that we get a lot of fog and we get a lot of dew, and therefore the webs show up. And once again, this morning, I just saw hundreds of webs. You never realize how common spiders are until we get this foggy dew cover, and they are just abundant. And for the next month now, until about mid-September, we will have no small numbers of spiders to look forward to, and I think it's just a beautiful thing of this time of year. Other things of note, I keep watching the fall wildflowers, the goldenrods, the asters, and the sunflowers. So far, I've seen about 9 species of each. I expect I'll find a few more. Usually, it ends up at about a dozen of each. And then there's a few others. I saw some blazing star in bloom yesterday. That's a plant that is often put in people's gardens now, but it is native to the wide-open prairie countries. And it is slowly showing up along our roadsides in the region. And the other one of note is one in the water, and that is the broadleaf arrowhead. Arrowhead is called that because it has a huge leaf. They're often bigger than a foot long, and they're in an arrowhead shape, and then they have a grouping of white flowers to go with it. It's quite a beautiful flower, and it grows usually in the shallows of lakes and ponds and swamps. In addition to that, as I said earlier, we do have some choke cherries. There's still a few raspberries. I picked some this morning. We have blackberries, not as many as I'd like to see, but they are out there. We are getting our tomatoes finally coming around, and as I said last time, we have a large number of hazelnuts. The highbush cranberry, the rose hips, and the hawthorns are all turning red, though I don't think they're ripe yet. And the day before yesterday, I picked and ate the first apple of the season off of a tree, which is always a great experience. And if that's not enough, get out there and walk on the lawns and the parks and so forth, and there are mushrooms. Mushrooms are so amazing. They just pop up. They're not considered a plant, but though they do grow. And it's just amazing how fast they can come up. This morning on my walk, I found 2 that were not there as recently as yesterday. So plenty going on. August is just a spectacular month. And CJ, I suggest that if you possibly can, get out there and enjoy it for the weekend.
Will do. Thanks, Larry.
Have a good one.
You
bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning at 9:30 to tell us what's going on out in the outdoors. He lives in Carlton County with his wife on an old farm, and he writes for various periodicals, sharing his phenology plethora of knowledge. He's twice honored as Science Teacher of the Year here in Minnesota, so great guy.